Lesbon, it is, according to the watch on the wall, 10 after 9, Saturday, 27th. Members present, Senator McGuire, Representative McGuire, Representative Cott, Representative Berkowitz, Senator Stevens, Senator Phillips. We have 5 out of 6, therefore we have a quorum for the final selection of the state of Lesbon. Mr. Stevens?
Mr. Chairman, I make the motion to go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B, Paragraph 2, for discussions of subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of the persons being discussed.
Any objection to that motion? We are now, therefore, in the executive session. Public session is 9:35. The committee has made the decision to select Linda Lloyd Jenkins as new state ombudsman. That her nomination will be presented to the Speaker of the House, President of the Senate, for action by both bodies, which under state statutes require 2/3 of both. Before the committee breaks up, I have some letters I want you guys to review before we leave. So, Judy, would you do it in descending order, however you want to do it, so members can take a look at it.
Okay,
and then sort of explain it.
In this packet, and in descending order would be the nominee, the people that were interviewed, and then the people who applied.
Okay. And I want the committee members to take a few minutes, read the letter, and then if there's any problems with the terminology or words or even grammar.
I just threw stuff on paper.
Right. But I just want to make sure the committee members see it before we send it out officially. And then there's no objections to this particular letter. We'll go on to the other two. Any objections?
Nope. One only.
Corrections? Anything?
Nope. Couldn't see any.
Ethan? Looks like you're writing something.
I was just doing a little edit.
Okay, that's fine.
Do we are instead of a conjunction? That's a picky thing, but.
Yeah, that's fine.
I hate conjunctions.
I like conjunctions.
Okay, Judy, why don't you go?
I know. I think I remember battling about this too. Ethan and I have been schooled in the non-conjunction and the Harvard comma rule.
Okay.
And these are basically identical letters, one transmittal, one to the president, and one to the speaker.
And once we approve all this, then Judy from Representative Cott's office will circulate the letters for our signature. Mr. Berkowitz, you had some corrections, right, on that first letter?
Yeah, just
why don't you just let us know what it is, and we'll make it.
We are.
Okay.
I have the same one, but.
Well, we are pleased?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
You're outvoted.
He's a writer, though.
Yeah.
not an attorney. Hadn't been schooled.
It's just law. Less colloquial.
Yeah. All right. Any other? Okay. You okay with the letters for?
Chairman, I think maybe we ought to take a minute to recognize.
Well, let me before we get to that. I was going to get to it. Is there any objections to the letter going to President Halford and Speaker Porter? Okay. We have none. Mr. Stevens.
Mr. Chairman, I think we ought to, as a
committee
of the whole, express the gratitude for Ms. Moyer for serving so long in a temporary position and the leadership that she's exhibited in a difficult position of not knowing what the future held. So I think that the record ought to show that she made a significant contribution to the success of the Ombudsman and that I think it's the intent of the entire committee that we hope she'll
Yes.
consider continuing on in the Ombudsman office into the future.
Okay. Any objections to that? Okay, we'll take care of that end of the business.
Senator Phillips.
And we'll circulate a letter in draft form for the other members to make any corrections. Ms. McGuire.
I just want to also take time to thank all the staff that has been so helpful throughout this whole process, providing us all the information that we've needed to make this really important decision. And then I just have two little teeny tiny corrections.
Sure.
The governor should be capital G and committee capital C. That's all.
Thank you. I'd also think we ought to acknowledge the 78 or 79 people who applied.
Right.
Yeah.
Not selected.
And I think what I would like to do is probably have 78 letters drafted, and then if Representative Cotter used this, he and I are used to signing things, so we'll do a joint letter for those 78. Is that okay with you, Pete?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do it that way. So we'll just have a joint letter as co-chairman of the select committee on the state budget. So Skiff, if you can get us a draft on that, we'll take care of that. Anything else brought before the committee? Hey, members of the committee, I really appreciate your cooperation and the professionalism and the dignity that you displayed. So I really am pleased in the way this committee handled itself on this important matter. Hearing nothing before this committee, we are adjourned. It's 9:40.